Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Got a girl from the south side, got braids in her hair.
We had a chance to go along on the historic trip of Middle East peace, which our generation of veterans never dreamed would be possible. So you would think that the Pentagon press corps, of all press corps, would be front and center across the board on wanting to give credit to the president for forging this kind of peace. And instead, what they want to talk about is a policy about them, which simply says maybe the policy should look like the White House or other military installations where you have to wear a badge that identifies that you're press, or you can't just roam anywhere you want. It used to be, Mr. President, the press could go anywhere, pretty much anywhere in the Pentagon, the most classified area in the world.
So this is Secretary of War Pete Hegseth talking about the Pentagon press policy and saying, you know, what a stupid thing these press people, instead of celebrating the return of the hostages, primarily they're worried about this access policy that we're putting in place. They had until Tuesday yesterday to affirm that they would sign on to the, it's like 17 pages. I think it has not been published officially. So it's kind of like reporting on what's in the policy. But Pete Hegseth then went on to clarify, and part of it is the early part that we had learned about months ago was the part about, you know, not being able to roam the halls freely in the Pentagon or whatever. And then the subsequent part had to do with getting prior approval from official sources before you print anything and, you know, only printing the things that they want you to print. And that's the part that he's about to lie about here, or at least mischaracterize, if you don't like the term lie.
Or also that if they sign on to the credentialing, they're not going to try to get soldiers to break the law by giving them classified information. So it's common sense stuff, Mr. President. We're trying to make sure national security is respected, and we're proud of the policy.
Yeah, that's a part of the policy, but you missed the middle part, son. The part where journalists are supposed to go to the Pentagon and ask for permission to print the things that they have researched. That's the problem, right? Actively soliciting active duty to compromise materials or release classified. No, I mean, sure. Okay. But it's the other stuff, sir. It's the other stuff. And Brett Baer, actually yesterday, I think it was yesterday, read the response, and it's important to understand who's responding this way. ABC, CBS, NBC News, CNN, and Fox News all signed this document. When was the last time that those five entities agreed about something? And they all say, y'all can go fly a kite. This is ridiculous.
I want to talk about the Pentagon and covering the Pentagon. There are these new stipulations, new rules that have been put out, and we and the media, along with all the networks and also newspapers, had a media statement to respond. It was due today, and here it is. Today, we join virtually every other news organization in declining to agree to the Pentagon's new requirements, which would restrict journalists' abilities to keep the nation and the world informed of important national security issues. The policy is without precedent and threatens core journalistic protections. We will continue to cover the U.S. military as each of our organizations has done for many decades, upholding the principles of a free and independent press. That's ABC News, CBS News, CNN, Fox News Media, and NBC News signing that.
The Washington Post, the New York Times, the Washington Examiner, the Washington Times. I mean, like, everybody. The only agency that I know of, even Newsmax, agreed with all this. The only one that I think did not was One America News, OAN. Unbelievable. So this is across the board. People are saying this is a ridiculous anti-journalism policy. The elements of it, you have to have explicit approval for public releases by appropriate authorizing officials before you print anything, even for unclassified materials. That's prior permission to print, reporting about things that go on in the Pentagon. Restricting access to areas of the Pentagon, that's not been the case in the past, but that is the case now. You can make an argument both ways on that one. I think that's more of a judgment call. I'm sure it makes it inconvenient for them. I didn't think there was a problem with Pentagon reporting before. There's several very, very good news agencies that do specifically reporting on defense matters. And of course, you know, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox all do it as well. Solicitation that is deemed a risk. That's the whole, you know, asking somebody for classified material and it starts to look like a security risk. And then penalties for the violation, revocation of the press pass. Deadline for compliance or an agreement to comply was 5 o'clock Eastern time yesterday. And only one said yes. So you say, well, okay, what about a perspective of somebody in the Pentagon on the other side? How about retired General Jack Keane, four-star vice chief of staff for the Army at the time? You know, he's a four-star, so he knows a thing or two, okay?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem like the whole story is being told to our viewers here.
That's correct, it wasn't.
What they're really doing, they want to spoon-feed information to the journalists, and that will be their story. That's not journalism. Journalism is going out and finding the story and getting all the facts to support it. And no one's going to walk in and bang on a door of a four-star general or senior civilian policy leader in the Pentagon. I never had that, but I did have journalists chasing a story of something that was going on in the Army, and those things were legitimate.
I love the way he's saying this, that spoon-feeding information is not journalism. And by the way, you might think, well, Andrew, this is kind of self-serving because, you know, I mean, I don't work in the Pentagon, but if, you know, think of the same kind of thing. This isn't even the kind of journalism I do particularly, but I really appreciate that other people do it because I depend on the information that they discover and that they find and that they don't have to go to the Pentagon and say, please, sir, can you approve my story before I publish it? Please, sir. I mean, that just turns the press corps into a PR arm of the Pentagon. It's absolutely unacceptable. Completely inappropriate. And for the Secretary of War to pretend like this is no big deal, I mean, he's off his rocker. There's a reason that every single news agency but one said, not just no, but hell no. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're on 98 westbound headed toward Gulf Breeze, you're going to experience about a 12 to 15 minute delay in that area. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you need to get any home improvement work done, you need tools, supplies, or you build things for a living or anywhere in between, Pensacola Hardware is your place. They've got it. They've got it in stock. They won't have to order it unless it's a special order for a custom product or a specified product for your construction. And that's fine. They do that too. But, you know, normal stuff, they have all of that in stock and they want because they know what you're going to need. And they've been doing this for 174 years. 174 years. It's crazy. Since 1851. Seriously. But they can work with you if you are a builder. They will set you up on a monthly bill. They'll send it to the job site. You just call them. Hey, this is what I need. They'll bring it to you. No problem. I mean, how much time and money does it waste when you got to send a guy over to the hardware store to get something? So don't deal with that. Just deal with Pensacola Hardware. People tell me that in their construction business, they save money there. They have very good products. They stand behind the stuff that they've got. I mean, they have been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since before there was a civil war. So they really know how to do this. Right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, Pensacola Hardware. All right, back to this whole issue of the Pentagon press policy and this absolutely outrageous attack on journalism. I mean, if I told you that there was a nation and their policy was going to be for anybody to have access, anybody to have a press pass, they would have to get prior approval from the government or from the military to print what the government or the military wants them to print. You would say, oh, okay, sounds like Russia. Yeah, sounds like China. Sounds like North Korea. Sounds like Iran. Sounds like Cuba. Sounds like the Pentagon? Are you kidding me? It's ridiculous. Back to General Jack Keane, who was on a special report with Brett Baer yesterday.
And if anything, what would frustrate us in times is we didn't beat you to it. And something bad is happening, and we're getting our act together to do it. And sometimes, you know, well, let's wait a couple of days before we talk about that, and you guys are on it. And that's journalism.
And we know the stipulations about classified information, and if there are leaks or there are situations, there are investigations many times that lead to that.
Yeah, and I mean, the press corps knows. And will there be messes and will there be problems? Yeah, welcome to democracy. Welcome to democracy. I mean, it's literally in the First Amendment for the press. How do you not understand this? It's so crazy.
I have never, ever seen it. I mean, when I was a four-star general, I insisted that all our new brigadier generals get a class a few days on what the role of it is in an American democracy These are often them to practice and get interviews and how to deal with the realities of this, because they have all these incredible warfighting skill sets, but dealing with the media isn't one of them. And so the education of them was very important to me, so they would welcome and don't see the media as something to be intimidated by. See the media as your conduit to the American people. And that's how I always saw it and believed in supporting it. There were times when stories were done that make me flinch a little bit. Yeah, but that's usually because we had done something that wasn't as good as we should have done it.
And how will you have that kind of corrective, that kind of critique, that kind of outside perspective of telling people what's really going on if they're only issuing press releases relabeled as news stories? It's genuinely outrageous. Now, I will say, there are many times that the press is going to interfere with or undermine what the Pentagon is trying to do. Okay, welcome to democracy. Just like there's many times that Hollywood or Netflix or, you know, pick your whoever's publishing, creating movies, television, art, books, whatever, they're going to create stuff that gets exported that interferes with American foreign policy or is bad for other countries or portrays us in a negative light. Oh, okay, welcome to democracy. Yeah, I mean, yes, it's a big, ugly, horrendous, mishmash mess, and we love it. And if you don't love it and you try to restrict it or kill it by strangling it, you don't really love it. You've got a completely different vision of the world. And it's what, honestly, the most amazing thing about this policy to me is it's a former journalist. It's Pete Hegseth, the guy who worked for Fox News. Now, you say maybe he's just a talking head or he's an opinion. I don't care. He's a guy who worked in the news industry, right? He, of all people, should know better. And by the way, I love what General Keane had to say about, you know, teaching the one stars how to interact with the media. And not just how, you know, not just like learning the better phrases to diplo speak around a difficult question, but teaching them the value of the press, teaching them the importance of media, the importance of the Fourth Estate. Like, that's a civics class. For you would think they would know, but you don't want to assume it. So I love that he would do that. Anyway, it was good to hear a general say it, a former general, retired general. And it's honestly, it's a national embarrassment that the Pentagon has been trying to do this. We will see whether they really keep this policy or not. I would hope they would repent. I would hope they would recant. But at, like many things, you know, sort of time will tell. 437-1620, 437-1620. If it's time to look for that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition. You know, 10 to 40,000 miles is kind of the sweet spot for them. They warranty all their cars to 10 years or 100,000 miles. That's included. So you know you're going to get something you can count on. Our experience was that I didn't really know how aggressive Frontier would be about making sure that I was happy. That was one of the things that surprised me the most, is they actually sold me and bought used cars other places and did not expect that they would call me 6 months later and say, how's the car? And honestly, my reaction was, why are you calling me? I already bought a car. Leave me alone. You know. And then Calvin, our sales guy, is like, no, I just want to make sure everything is okay. Is everything okay? Yeah. Yeah. Can I go now? You know, that was kind of my reaction. And then he called me again at a year. Anything wrong with the car? And I'm like, brother, what do you, you know, okay, one of the keys, the physical key didn't work. He's like, well, bring it in. We'll replace it. And I'm like, you know, okay, well, for how much? He's like, well, no, for on us, because you bought a car and you expect to get two working keys. It was, the fob was fine, but the physical key didn't work. So I brought it in. They cut me a key in 10 minutes and we're done. That was it. No charge. A year after I bought the car. Who does that? Well, Frontier does. They actively go out of their way to make sure that you're satisfied because they want you to trust them so much that you come back again and again and again and again. And that's why they've been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, Paul, Benakis & Associates, now in the Historic District on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida tomorrow at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
You are a meathead. A meathead, dead from the neck up.
Feels just a little bit personal, Arch. 826 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. John Pickens has got traffic on the 5. John?
That's right. 98 westbound headed toward Gulf Breeze. You're going to see about a 5 to 7 minute delay. That's lightening up a little bit. Let's see here. Also, Highway 29 southbound as you approach I-10. You expect about a 5 to 7 minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Israel and Hamas are now working on phase two of President Trump's Gaza peace plan. Mediators from both sides have returned to the negotiating table today. They're discussing the next phase of the 20-point peace plan. The talks come as some violence has broken out in Gaza between Hamas and rival Palestinian groups.
I can't help it, but when you say 20-point peace plan, I think the 20-point peace plan for prosperity in Palestine for permanent. Yeah, I feel like it's got to be like all the peas when you put three in a row. Sorry, go ahead. That's how my brain works.
Well, so President Trump and FBI Director Kash Patel have a press conference scheduled for 3 p.m. this afternoon. It's not clear exactly what their press conference will address, but President Trump did just return from that trip to the Middle East. And Walmart is launching a... Boy, I don't know
launching.
What
launching. I like that.
Launching. Walmart's launching a new partnership with OpenAI to integrate ChatGPT into their shopping platform. The integration will allow customers, they say, to plan their meals, restock essential items, and discover products through chat interactions.
Let the AI shop for you?
I guess that's the idea now.
Ass. David, thanks so much for the update. 828 News Radio 92.3. If you're thinking about buying a home, selling a home, picking up a vacation rental or an investment property, moving to the beach, moving to the country, you know, whatever the case may be, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty can help you with that, help you, you know, answer your questions, ask better questions, think about the stuff you wouldn't have thought about. And, you know, honestly, when I was talking with Christina, you know, one time she says, you know, Andrew, a lot of times I sit down with people and they have, like, you're not, like, wanting to buy or sell a home. You're wanting to solve a problem. You're wanting to, you know, get an end result that you're enjoying. And she's talked with people and after talking with them says, you know, honestly, I know you wanted me to help you find a new house, but I think getting a new house won't solve any of your problems. I think you're going to be just as happy staying where you are. And you say, oh my God, a real estate agent that tries to not do business? Yeah, because she wants to help people. And if talking with them indicates to her that she thinks they're actually going to be happy sticking with the house they've got, she'll tell them that. because she wants to be helpful. She doesn't want to just, you know, get some deal done and make some percentage or whatever. She genuinely likes helping people, and, you know, she'll give you her expert advice on how to get things done. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. Oh, what else do we have going on? A couple of interesting military notes are kind of in this vicinity today, talking about the Pentagon press policy. There's a new Black Hawk prototype, you know, the Black Hawk helicopter?
Oh, yeah.
It's not a Black Hawk per se, but it's a revamped Black Hawk. It's a remote operated Black Hawk, so it doesn't have a, you know, anybody on board who's part of the, you know, flying the thing. And if you think about that, you know how the front of a Black Hawk is, you know, like the pilot and co-pilot area, and then there's kind of the crew area behind that. Well, think about replacing the entire cockpit. Like, think about closing it off without windows, but then making it open up like the jaws of the Predator, revealing an interior cargo space that's the entire interior space, because there's no need for a pilot space anymore. So the thing is remotely operated. It can fit an ATV inside, and it's so easy to learn that when they give it to people, they learn it in, you know, the soldiers pick it up intuitively. You give them a tablet a couple of minutes, they're like, leave me alone, I got it. This is the future. I mean, this is the remote operated, and the autonomous systems are coming.
I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump warning Hamas to hold up its end of the peace deal with Israel, phase two.
They will disarm, and if they don't disarm, we will disarm them. And it'll happen quickly and perhaps violently.
But Hamas not living up to phase one, turning over the bodies of only seven deceased hostages. Israel's forensic exam shows one other body was not a hostage, but a Palestinian. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker condemns Border Patrol agents for using tear gas to disperse a violent anti-ICE protest crowd. And violent rhetoric may get your visa revoked.
In the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination, there have been examples of hateful rhetoric posted to social media. And now the State Department says the United States will kick out foreigners who hurl these kind of invectives and has revoked the visas of six individuals.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. President Trump awarded Kirk the Medal of Freedom posthumously. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is currently 65 degrees. Sunshine this morning in Pensacola. We've got our forecast with Brooke Richardson. And that is on the way in just a few minutes. A 65-year-old motorcyclist was hurt in a crash on Michigan Avenue. This happened last night. FHP says the rider was headed east on Michigan towards Marseille Drive. Two vehicles in front of that rider slowed to turn. He went around and accelerated, and that's when he crashed into an SUV that was turning out onto Michigan Avenue from Marseille. He was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Nobody else was hurt in that crash. The family of 22-year-old Luca Kukoc, who was killed in a head-on crash with an alleged drunk driver, are calling on Florida lawmakers to amend the state's Dram Shop Act. Luca's mother, Rita, is suing the driver and the bars that served him alcohol prior to the crash. She says the current laws protect establishments from liability, allowing them to overserve patrons without consequence. In a letter reflecting on immigration enforcement, Bishop William Locke of the Catholic Diocese of Pensacola-Tallahassee is now urging the faithful to prioritize compassion over partisanship during Respect Life Month. He questioned the morality of policies that separate families with mixed immigration status and questioned the consequences of deporting working parents. In a letter, Bishop Locke called for a deeper understanding of the impact on communities, and he asked folks to listen to the struggles of families within the parish. Well, 25 new graduates have now made it through FDLE's Criminal Justice Executive Institute class. They include Major Doug Bringmans from the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office, Chief Tom Robertson from the Pensacola State College Police Department, and Major Joshua Grace from the Crestview PD. The program attendees met for several weeks in Tallahassee for seminars and classes. The Criminal Justice Executive Institute was established by the Florida Legislature in 1990. The ongoing government shutdown affecting the final month of scheduled October Blue Angels practices this week. The team appears to be conducting unscheduled practices on board NAS Pensacola. Fans have recently been seen gathering in the Target parking lot on Blue Angel to watch some of those off-schedule sessions. Discussions between the city of Pensacola and United Soccer League continue regarding the possibility of professional soccer coming to the city. If USL does select Pensacola for a location, the city would need to find a suitable location. Fire crews responded to Pine Forest High School yesterday for a structure fire. This is after visible smoke was reported inside of the building. Everybody inside was evacuated. Firefighters say they detected a haze and smoke. They discovered a burned electrical junction box but found no active flames. There were no injuries reported in that incident. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
Well, we're back to rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free. I'm not seeing anything that's going to slow down your commute this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We will have a beautiful sunny day today with a high near 84 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high near 83. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. Going into Friday, sunny weather with a high near 82, and by Friday night, temperatures dropping near 72 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 65 and sunny. Your next news in 30 minutes. And your money now here at 8:35 on News Radio 92.3. The Dow up about a half a percent today at 226.85. Or up to 26.85, that is, at 46.497. S&P's up about 0.75% at 66.9082. NASDAQ up just under 1% as well at 22.715 this morning. Taking a look at that 10-year bond rate, we're down just a bit at 4.017% today. Gold price is up 43.5 at 42.0690. Silver up 75 cents, almost 76 at 51.41 this morning. And taking a look at that crypto market today, Bitcoin down about 0.75% at 112.26 right now. Ethereum's down about 0.3% this morning right now at 4,096. The rest of the crypto market appears to be mixed. Solana's up, Dogecoin down, and XRP is up as well. Taking a look at a few of our financial headlines, GOP lawmakers saying an extended government shutdown could potentially disrupt Thanksgiving travel. Alice Barr from NBC says that while that's still several weeks away, neither Republicans or Democrats are showing any signs that they're ready to break the impasse.
The Senate is set to vote for the ninth time this afternoon on a stopgap funding bill to reopen the government that failed for the eighth time last night, with no reason to suspect today will be different.
And Democrats standing firm on subsidies for Obamacare. Investors believe Fed Chairman Jerome Powell is suggesting another interest rate cut. Speaking from a conference in Philadelphia yesterday, Powell warned key economic reports are being delayed now due to the shutdown. He did say pre-shutdown data indicated that economic growth may exceed expectations. Walmart's launching a partnership with OpenAI. They want to integrate ChatGPT into the shopping platform. The integration of AI would allow customers to plan their meals, restock essentials, and discover new products through chat-based interactions. Boeing looks like they're on track for their best year since 2018 after delivering 55 aircraft to their customers last month. Southwest Airlines, United Airlines, and European discount carrier Ryanair accounted for most of those orders. So far this year, Boeing's delivered 440 planes compared with 570 for the same period in 2018. It's 8:38. Our next news is at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
ADX Communications, the family-owned broadcaster behind Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist, is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network systems, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best. We offer competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match, plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
It is National Hand Washing Day. And that's the highlight, by the way. The other things that it is National Day today is are ridiculous. The top of the heap is it's National Hand Washing Day. So my question for you, 437-1620, you go into the bathroom, you do whatever needs to be done, and then what? 437-1620, tell me what happens between the porcelain and the door.
Go ahead. I'm.
There's, I don't want to limit you, but I want to, you know. Tell me, John, 437-1620. Well, what's your?
Wash my hands.
And
every single
tell
time.
Tell me more.
I wash my hands and dry them.
Cold water or hot water?
No, it's a mixture of both. That's why when I was in London, I couldn't figure out the one. The one that was
backwards, yeah.
Yeah, and it was like one was cold, one was hot, and I was like, how do I mix it to make it warm? Because you had a cold spigot. And
so you wait for the hot water to be hot, and then you mix it to a Luke temperature that you can tolerate.
Luke.
Okay. Soap or no soap?
Of course soap.
Duration?
Let's see. Happy birthday song, maybe?
Really?
Yeah.
So full-blown
but
scrub
I do have a,
under the fingernails?
Well, no.
Up the forearm?
Well, no,
not a doctor's scrub.
This is not a doctor's scrub.
Okay. And then towel?
Well, of course.
Like cloth towel, paper towel?
Cloth.
Okay, cloth towel. And then do you use the towel to open the door, or do you just trust that now all of a sudden the door handle is magically clean?
Well, I ain't got time for all that now. That is way too much thinking.
Meg is...
Now she's going to have to...
Meg is pounding the table in frustration at me. I never thought of that. Oh, no.
No, I know.
All these years, all these surfaces, it never occurred to me. Oh, no. Meg love hates doing this. She comes in early to do this, and she loves it because it gets her going for her show, and she has fun, and she laughs. And she hates it because then she goes home, and she can't not think about the things that come up during this segment. So it just ruins, I mean, my coffee cup, and how do I stand on the scale, and how do I do this? And now I'm going to be washing my hands, and I'm going to be grabbing a paper towel like some crazy person and putting it on the handle so I don't get germs on me. 437-1620.
It's your fault, Andrew.
So, Meg, talk to me about your process.
Now I'm embarrassed.
Okay.
Well, not really.
Hot water, cold water mixture?
Kind of warm water.
Okay. So you wait?
A scrub pretty vigorously.
You wait for the warm water?
Well,
I mean, how long does it take for you to get warm water at your faucet?
Typically in a, you know, public restrooms, it's not too bad. Of course, sometimes it just doesn't exist.
What
so
about
I just
at home, though?
At home? Not bad. I mean, it doesn't take long.
Oh, okay. See, in my house, I don't know. The hot water just takes forever, especially if it's in our bathroom. It's like a minute.
So very important to me to use soap. I wash it both hands and really, you know, kind of.
Bar soap, liquid soap, don't care whatever the soap
available,
is.
Whatever's available.
Yeah, anything's better
typically.
Than nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, you know, dry with either a towel. I don't like the hand blowers.
Yeah.
You know, those blower machines they have.
The dirty air back on your hands.
I just
hands.
Don't feel like they, I don't know. So I don't like those, but. And occasionally there may not be either, and I will go over and grab some toilet paper and dry my hands with that if that's the only thing available.
So you're going right back to the source.
No, Andrew. No.
All right.
I have no comment.
The focus of the question.
Yeah, where? What's your point?
Yeah,
I was like, what else do you do? What else?
Well, I'll tell you what I do. Okay, so
I'm fascinated. I can't wait to hear this.
I know.
So terrified.
Let me write this down.
Yeah, I mean, soap and water, typically cold water because the hot water takes too long. It's pretty quick, frankly. You know, water, soap, wipe it off on the towel. I'm good. I'm not singing the birthday song. I'm not doing the 20 seconds. I could give you the argument that I have really dry skin, and if I use the hot water, it's going to be bad for me eventually. But it's mostly just, you know, I know what it takes, and it doesn't take that much time. So, and no, I'm not scrubbing the nails, but I'm a pretty quick hand washer. Some people, the people who do not at all, I don't understand what's wrong with you. 437-1620. It doesn't matter. Whatever. I mean, we use liquid soap in my house, but it doesn't matter. Whatever, you know.
Do you touch the pump thing?
Yeah, I don't care. And that, by the way, the handle.
I know where you're going with this, John.
The handle is one of the cleanest things because once your hands are wet, you know, and then you're touching, it's the stuff you touch after that's actually very clean. So yeah, no, the pump thing is fine.
I have one. I just stick my hand under it.
Oh, the automated. All right, yeah. Stay away from me, weirdo. All right, okay. Traffic on the five, John. In your house, you have an automated one?
I do, and in the kitchen.
Wow.
John got an inheritance recently. All right.
Right.
Traffic on the fives. Go on.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Not seeing any delays either. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I will tell you a weird one. This is actually what made me think of this. I was using the boys' bathroom yesterday, and I don't know why I have the habit, but I turn – it's the left. We have two-handle faucets. And I turn the left one, which is the hot water, which I know will not be hot water, but still that's the one I use. In their bathroom, and I don't have any idea what. There's no explanation for it. I typically use the hot water side, even though it's not hot water.
Hmm.
It's no explanation, no judgment, no just. Well, I'm just
old
you know,
habits die hard, right?
They do, and you know, me too. Okay, so if you are thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality used cars, and one of the things that they'll do for you is when you go look at a car, they'll give you a price sheet. The price sheet has everything, and then at the end, it has a number. That's the only number that matters. That's everything included. They're not going to come back to you with the, you know, the secret undercoating or the whatever extra thing, the silly stuff that places do. It's just that bottom line price, and you negotiate on that price. Attached to that sheet, that price sheet, is going to be a Carfax because they want you to know the vehicle maintenance history for the car to the degree that it's been done. You know, it depends on the person doing the repairs reporting it. But also, even if you're not buying a car from them, if you're buying it from, you know, Joe on the corner, or Joe on Facebook. I don't know why Joe sells so many cars, but there you go. You can call them for a Carfax, give them the VIN, and they'll run it for you for no charge. You say, why would they help me buy a car from somebody else? Because they can, because it might help you make a better decision. That's it. That's just the way they think about it is, we can be helpful. This is the thing we can do, so we will. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. So the question of the day is, since it's National Hand Washing Day, let's talk about the uncomfortable thing. what's your hand washing strategy, hot water, cold water, and duration? If you want to talk about, you know, towel strategy, door strategy, anything's open. But mostly what I was thinking of is water temperature, soap or not. I assume always soap because you're, you know, normal people. And then duration.
I have a friend that does not wash her hands. She uses those sanitary wipes.
Oh, so we just clean up the dirt that's left on the hands.
to use as like whatever those.
I mean, I guess
like,
they wipe
the things
off
that were so popular during COVID.
Yeah.
Those things.
Oh, those kill my hands though. The alcohol is terrible for
yeah,
my
I
hands.
Yeah, I don't like them.
I'm the same. Not a fan. All right, let's see. Somebody says the answer here is the Dan says he likes to be called the Dan. It says we all know it depends on who's watching. Hmm. Oh, no. No. Craig says, if I touched any part of the toilet, wash my hands. If I touched nothing and didn't splash, don't wash my hands. Oh, interesting. If I do wash my hands and they have an air dryer, then it is my jeans or pants that take the drying responsibility on. Yeah, I'm not a fan of the air dryer.
The Dyson blade one?
The sensation of the Dyson blade is kind of intriguing to me.
It is.
I kind of like that. It's like getting a little, I don't know, getting your hands massaged by competing rulers on each side. You think about it. You know it's true. 437-1620. It's the ruler rub on your hands is what that is. The ruler rub. You can quote me on that. In a public restroom, somebody says, I patiently wait for the employee that must wash hands, but they never come. Nah, look at you. Grammar jokes. Let's see. Wash your hands always. Use the paper towel in a public bathroom to open the door, which is certainly. And now they, post-COVID, they have the little footy thing.
Yes, the little footy things. Yep.
I always feel like I'm damaging my shoes. You don't know what that is, Meg?
No.
The next time you go to a public restroom, like McDonald's has them all, but I want you to look down at the door, and there will be a little piece of metal protruding from the bottom with a little hook on it on the inside. That is for you to step on and open the door with your feet in COVID when people were scared to touch the handles. You never noticed that?
Wow, where have I been?
Oh, yeah. I'm just, you'll see it, and then you won't be able to unsee it.
Again, you've ruined my life.
I try every day. if it's a big, heavy-duty trip to the bathroom, what do you mean? Wash with heavy soap. What heavy? Lots of, I assume you mean. If otherwise, something less, dry it on my shirt. Somebody says, don't forget to ask the water first or soap first on the hands. Yeah, I'm really agnostic about this. I think you can go either way. I am a water with one and soap with the other and then combine is usually how I'll do it. But as long as there's soap and water and hands involved, it's going to be okay.
So soap in one hand, water in the other, and then we combine.
Yeah, it's like bringing the Democrats and the Republicans together to have a conversation about making things better.
In
my hands.
Wet both hands and then.
No, John. No, John. I know a good counselor. washing hands in cold water, liquid soap, 30 seconds, and dry with paper towels. The duration kills me, though.
Why?
Because it's a long time.
Well, if you had an Apple Watch, it even gives you a countdown timer.
Oh, my goodness. You're getting the AI monitoring of your hand washing?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, try to set records.
The door is already open because it's just the hubby and me. Let's see. Close the toilet lid before flushing to prevent toilet water. The splish-splash effect is real.
That's a whole nother topic.
Well, you know, particulate matter doesn't always go where you only want it to go. And I you might not have ever thought about it, but they're not wrong. 437-1620.
I'm just letting him go. I'm just letting him go.
I'm just shaking my head.
At this point, I'm just letting him go.
Do you think that the floor around the base of the toilet is a particularly clean area?
No, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
But that's not because of overshooting. That's because of...
No, I don't want to talk about this. La, 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 la.
That's because of splish, splash,
undershooting.
And spray.
La, 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 la. I don't want to talk about this anymore. Oh.
Somebody says a Navy guy uses the... That's Meg, by the way. I'm not sure what she's doing.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
But,
I don't want to hear this.
I got two for counseling. A Navy guy uses the bathroom. He's washing his hands. An Army guy comes in, uses the urinal, turns around and walks out. Navy guy says, you know, in the Navy, they teach us to wash our hands. And then the Army guy says, you know, in the Army, they teach us not to pee on our hands. And pick your service. pick your branch. Wipe them off on my jeans. I like keeping my immune system up to date. Good. I like that approach. Let's hope none of these people work in the food service industry.
Gosh, yes. Thank you for that.
That came from a restaurant owner. I won't say who. Dear friends of the station. The foot opener for the door was there before COVID.
It wasn't as widespread.
It may have existed, but it became prevalent. I'm gonna say press X to doubt on your claim that they were all over the place. Somebody just says y'all are on a roll and they're crying. And somebody says they did pick my service for that exact reason. The Navy Army.
Gotcha. At least you learned
something. All right, 8:53 on News Radio 92.3. That's our frivolous topic for the day. And now you can go home and wash or not wash or warm or not warm or do whatever you want to do. Just don't whistle while you wash.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a one-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Down, set, hut! We're kicking off for the season at Sonny's Barbecue. Whether you're tailgating at the big game or sharing a meal with friends, it's always Sonny's. Enjoy the new fall menu with Maple Barbecue Smoked Turkey Club or Maple Barbecue Pork Burn-Ins. How about some sweet potato waffle fries or even our new pecan pie egg rolls? And don't forget the platter of slow-smoked chicken wings. Come see us at Sonny's with four locations in the News Radio area. Pace, 9th Avenue, Navy Boulevard, and Pine Forest. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
New South Proud!
What does New South Proud mean? It means you can save 35% on windows and doors. And not just any windows and doors. We're talking New South American-made windows and doors that offer premium protection from hurricanes, intruders, and noise. And they're guaranteed for life. Get 35% off American-made windows and doors until October 31st, 2025. Call 800-NEW-WINDOWS. Visit newsouthwindow.com/deal for details.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's. Just for sleep. Really great sleep. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Boring.
So I've recently been on a New Order kick lately, so you may hear some more New Order added into the bumper rotation periodically, because it's your music, right, John? You're a big New Order fan?
Yeah. John? Yeah, I'm over here dancing.
John has probably never owned... I'm going to go out on a limb here, okay? And I know you've worked in music radio for a long time. You've owned a lot of music. I'm going to bet that there's never been a time in your life where you owned a Depeche Mode, Erasure, Cure, or New Order album, period. Am I right? Oh, you did?
I did.
You do still?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Yep.
What you got?
Apple Music. Depeche Mode.
Which one?
Oh, goodness. I didn't know there was going to be a quiz.
All right. But an album?
Yeah, the whole thing.
I'll take it back. Come up a notch. I like it. 857.
Well, I'm learning from you, my friend.
857 on News Radio 92.3. We saw Tron Ares.
Do traffic.
Sorry.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. No accidents to report to you and no delays either. We are looking good on the big board. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I think of a board with pegs, or do you think of a board with lights? What are you picturing when you talk about the big board?
Oh, it's got lights everywhere.
Lights,
LEDs
pegs,
that light up.
Thumbtacks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wanted, and we can write on it. Yep.
Your pictures. Missing dog posters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, your picture's up there, too.
Your picture may be different from mine. I always want to know. Hey, if you need a new roof, or you don't know if you need a new roof, which is often the case, like you've got some kind of problem on the roof and you don't know, do I need to replace the whole thing or not, call Quality Roofing Solutions. And Brian Ward, the owner, started this company 19 years ago. They've done 10,000 roofs in our area and a 4.9 rating on Google, which is amazing. And they'll come out and they'll walk you through it and help you figure it out. It might be that you just need a repair. They do about 10% of their work is just repair. The reason they do 90% replacement is because typically unless it's a really weird circumstance, like something fell on the home and damaged it, you know, typically, if it needs to be repaired in one part, it probably is going to need a replacement on the whole thing fairly soon. And your cost will be better if you do it now rather than waiting for later is kind of the idea. Plus, you know, you might be able to save money on insurance depending on how the wind mitigation inspection works and if you've got an old enough roof. But seriously, they warranty their roofs for the lifetime of the roof. They will take lots of pictures, hundreds of pictures before, during, and after, so you have a document, a readily available digital document so you can look at if you ever need to make a claim. You don't have to maintain that. They'll maintain that for you. Anyway, great folks. They do lots of roofs. They'll talk to you like a normal person. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961. I was going to mention briefly, since we're talking about music a little bit, the soundtrack for Tron: Ares is Nine Inch Nails. It is fantastic.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that.
Oh, and there's some other stuff. I won't tell you any spoilers. I will say the one piece of guidance I have is if you do not intimately know the original 80s Tron movie, you should watch it. And even if you have seen it a couple times but not recently, you may want to rewatch it. Not so much Legacy, but watch Tron the original. It'll help a lot. Local Tron.